So today we're having a different, it's the first day anyway, so we just have Chumash today, I'm giving contemporary halacha with Smicha 1. So, and next Thursday also, we're going to also have the Shia lunch, like 12, quarter to 12. So that'll be good, Bez Hashem. And I can welcome everyone back. I'm very impressed with the turnout today. I figured, Bez Hashem, by Monday we'll have even more people. But Baruch Hashem, I hope you all look invigorated from the Yontif. So Bez Hashem, we should have full speed ahead till Pesach or till intercession and then Pesach. But there's a lot to do, a lot of packets, a lot of interesting in Yonim. So when we see Avinu Av, we'll sing on Monday, or yeah. Well, we'll sing anyway for Sam. We'll sing for Sam Schertz's engagement, and then we'll have a Chumash in Brachos. Simin tachtok umazol tov yehelonu lechol Yisrael. Simin tachtok umazol tov yehelonu lechol Yisrael. Simin tachtok umazol tov. Simin tov umazol tov yehelonu lechol Yisrael. Simin tov umazol tov. Simin tov umazol tov yehelonu lechol Yisrael. Simin tov umazol tov. Tells us in Parshas Bereishis, "Vayitze Hashem Elokim es Adam Ofar min Ha'adama, Vayikpach Va'apav Nishmas Chaim, Vayi Adam LeNefesh Chayim." So, Adam was created Ofar min Ha'adama, and he was called. He was called Adam, as the Torah tells us, because he was made from Adama. So we're going to see the Maral is going to ask a very fundamental question. I mean, other things were also were made min ha'adama, the word called Adam. Right? So why is Ofer min ha'adama the name of Adam and not the name of the other creatures that were made min ha'adama? So let's see first the Medrash, page 3. says V'hi evil roet son v'kayin haya oved adama. So the Medrash says shlosha hein hayu lehutin achar ha'adama. There were three people who were like very connected to the adama, like their whole life, you know. In those days, you know, the adama, that was the source of wealth. But today people wealth from other things, but that was so lehutin achar adama means that they were so into materialism, and that was their whole, they were wrapped into the adama. So who were the, and it didn't help them. Ve'elu Kayin was the Oved of Adama, Noach Vayachal Noach Isha Adama, and Uzziyahu Ikar V'Karmin Baharim V'Karmel Ki Oev Adama Haya. So what's this notion of Adama? What's the whole idea? So the Maral in the Drush al Torah. This I saw originally in the Dr. Breyer, was my teacher here in Tanakh. I was in his class. He's the father of the Biyana Rebbe. So he wrote on Maral, so he's mitzayin this Drush al Torah. So he says like this, Ksiv ma Yisrael la'odam b'chala omolo sheyomol tachas ha-shemesh, Shlomo Melchalo Vashom Hiskim Sifro Misipuri Maisi Ha'odam Omer Maisro La'odam Ba'amolo Vazel Omer Ma'u Yisro Hu Mach Yor Alov Shemo Shanikra Odam Al Shem Shanivra Min Ha'adam Hashem Yesh this topic was that Lam Nisyaset Hu Beprotis Likar Odam Al Shem Ha'adam Yosem Yikol Ha'Nivroim. All the other Nivroim also Kula Min Ha'adam Nivru. So why does human beings get called Adama more so than anyone else? So he says, Ki Adama hi megadelos motzia el hapol smachim v'ilonos u'peirs v'chol advar. There's a lot of things come from the Adama. All the fruits, all the vegetables. See, Adama represents something that is a tremendous potential, and from that potential comes out produce. He says the same thing about a human being. A human being is mamish like the Adama, because we are made with potential. We have intellect, we have emotions, we have talents, we have all these things that were made, and the point of life is to what? To use them and to bring it out. The Lashon HaRamban in Parshas Vayera, Lohotzi Menakoyach HaLapoyel, to bring out all the talents that we have and all the conquests that we have to fruition. And that's why Maise Odom are called Pri. Imru Tzadik Yitov Ki Pri Maleim Yochevel. And also the Maisim Raim are called Pri. Because everything we do, that's our Peros. So calls them Mibnei Sha'odam Nikra Al Shem Ha'adama. Uperis Ha'adama Hazos Heim HaMaisim. Im Tovim Heim Harei Hotziya Peros Tovos. Im Raim Harei Kotz V'Dardar Hitzmicha. So like Chazal say, Ikil Tol Doseb Shal Dadikim and Maisim Tovim. So he says that's the whole idea. You see, a behema, it is what it is. A person, it's all about taking potential and utilizing it. And that's why Adam is called Lashon Adama, because it's mamish like the Adama. And you know, there's a pasuk. Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen always likes to quote this pasuk in a Musa Shmuz in Mishlei, which says it out. Page 6, going over to page 7, it says, "I'll stay ish otzel avarti, I'll kerem odom chaser leiv." Shlomo Melch says, "I pass by a lazy person, Vine olakulo kishmonim kisuponov charulim. And it's all full of thorns, because he didn't take care of it. So it's all growing, you know, with thorns and weeds. It looks terrible. Ve'echza anochi, page the Pasuk Lamed Beis, oshes libi, ra'isi, lakachti musar. Whereas, I see what neglect could cause. I see this is a neglected field. So I say about, a person says about himself, I see what it means to be a person who doesn't utilize his talents. It's like the field that was not planted. No, nothing of value is growing. It's just neglected. It's just full of thorns and full of weeds and full of this. And I look at it, Ra'isi Lakachti Musar. And I learn Musar from the field. Because that's what Adam is. Adam is Adama. And Adama is, what you can do with a piece of land is amazing. You can plant it, you can build on it, you can, so much. Or you can just leave it there and it'll be like this piece of land in Mishlei. Kulo kishmonim, harulim, echzef anochi oshes libi reisi lakachti musa. So that's what Adam is. Adam is Adama because of what the Maral says. But there's another interesting nakuda that you have by Adama. The fascinating idea that is tied into Sukkot, as we'll see, about the Adama, the chait of the Adama. The Pasuk says, page 8, going to page 9, Vayomer Elokim tacheha aretz desha, esiv mazriya zera, eitz pri osa pri lemino, asher zara bol aretz vayi chait. Hatotei aretz desha, esiv mazriya zera, leminev eitz osa pri, asher zara bol leminev, vayar Elokim kitov. So Rashi writes, eitz pri, sheitama eitz kitama pri, vihi lo osa kain. Lo tote hearts ace opsa pri velo ha eitz pri. When Hashem commanded the Adama to produce trees, it says you should produce a tree, let's say an apple tree, that the branch of the tree should have the same taste as the fruit. Now we know that's not the case. If you taste an apple and you taste the branch of the apple, it doesn't taste like an apple. Because the Adama was Mishana from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked of it. Hashem said it should be Eitz Pri. That the Eitz and the Pri should be what? Should be the same. But it's in the end, the Pasuk says, Vatotze Ha'aretz Eitz Osa Pri. That the Eitz was just an Eitz that's Osa Pri, but not the Eitz Pri itself. So the Adama was Mashana. So therefore Rashi says, Lefika Kshenis Kalkel Adam Alavono. So when Adam sinned and he was cursed, so Nifka Dagam he Alavono. So the Adama was also cursed as well. So first we have to understand two things. First of all, why did Hashem want? What's the mila that the bark, the branch tastes the same as the pre, number one? Why? What purpose? Why do we have to, that the taste of the branch tastes the same as the pre itself? And number two, why did the Adama not listen? Oh. So in the Sefer Kedushas Yontif, that's from the Satmar dynasty, Hanani Yontif Lipa Teitelbaum. So he discusses he tackles this question. Why did Hashem want? what's the message behind the idea that the Tab Eitz and the Tab Pri should be Shofar? So he quotes a Medrash. He says the Zohar in Truma. On this Pasuk, Hadahu Dixi V'nisim Esnaf Shosechem. So apparently the Zohar links up the Pasuk of Eitz Pri with the Pasuk of V'nisim Esnaf Shosechem B'tisha L'chodesh. So what's the idea? So he says very beautifully. He says that the bark of the tree, or the branch of the tree, represents hachana, preparation. The pre itself, that's the fruition. But whenever you do something, you have to first prepare for it, and then and then you get the results. So what Hashem wanted to teach us is that the preparation should be similar to the results. Meaning, I'll give you an example of what he says. Same example, a person eats in the morning. He's involved in gashmius. And then he's going to go learn. So the hachana should be with the intent that you want to eat so you'll be able to function, to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven, to learn. When you go to sleep, you have that in mind. So the hachana should be linked with the mitzvah itself, and that will show the importance of the hachana. And that was the idea. That's pshat why the Medrash quotes v'nisim nafshrechem b'tisha, because Chazal learned v'nisim nafshrechem b'tisha Yom Kippur is on the Asiri. So the Gemara says it's referred to the mitzvah zachila that we do on the 9th. And the point being that that's a hachana for the tainus. So that's why it's connected, because the whole idea of Eitz Pri, that it should be Tam Eitz Prabhupada Shava, is that it should be a link between the hachana and the mitzvah itself. That whatever we're doing in the world of Gashmius should be a hachana for the Ruchnius. And that's ultimately what the Maral was saying. That whatever we do in life, it has to be to bring out our kochos. So whatever we're doing is for that goal. So we're like the Adama. The Adama, you plant, you have to do a lot of hachanas to the Adama. You don't just plant, you have to plow it, and you have to plant it, and water it, and all these hachanas. But in the end, if you have in mind that it's going to bring the peri, and that's what a human being's life is all about. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that you should always keep in mind that you always have to do the hachanas to get the pri. So therefore, the hachana is also like the pri, because it's also, even though the hachana itself is not the mitzvah, it's not the thing, but that too is parallel to the mitzvah, because that's what brings you to be able to do the mitzvah. If you wouldn't sleep at night, if you wouldn't eat properly, you won't be awake, you won't be able to function, you won't be able to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the pshat in the Zohar, says the Kedushas Yontav, that Eitz Pri, to show that link between the Hachana and the Pri, and that's similar to B'tisha B'chodesh, which is the mitzvah of Achila on the 9th, to prepare for Yom Kippur on the 10th. And that's what Adam is all about, is we have so much abilities, people just waste it. They waste their time, especially in this day and age. You know, when I was growing up, so you had this thing called TV. You know, Mamish took away so much time of people. You know, so now you have another Zach. You know, computers that can, you know, you can swallow up your whole life. You see people, you know, I'm not saying that there are invaluable things that you could have, but basically it could eat away your whole, you know, your whole life. You spend so much time and it's all encompassing. So we have to make sure that we're using our lives to be motzi me'al koach la'poel, that we could we have so much talent. Some people, everyone's talent is in different areas. Some people are going to be mechadish chidushei Torah. Some people are going to be more involved in chesed, but they'll still learn different things that we could all do. Everyone has different kochos, but we have to use the kochos. If not, we're like what Shlomo HaMelech says: I pass this piece of land, Kerem Adam Choser Lev, and I see it's all weeds and thorns, and this Ashish Libi Reisi Lakachti Musa. Well, so now we have to understand one other thing. So why, at the end of the day, did the Adama not listen? So there's a pshat, a gewaldic pshat from the Oiv Yisrael, the Apter Rebbe Avram Yeshua Heschel. Okay, take a look on page 12, second column, first line. V'nirali Yashiv Divrei Rashi Zal B'tuv Tam Mezei Yivuru Kama Ksuvim Al Nochem L'chora Yipoli Ma'od Miyayin Boze Shetechta Oretz Negid Yotzro V'kona Yisbarach. And what is the Adama not listening to the Ribbono Shalom? Now we even understand it. Bishlam Amina Adam Shul Basav Adam. He says, I can understand a human being. We're Basav Adam. We have Yetzaharas. So sometimes we don't always listen. But the Adama, what's the Yetzahara not to listen? If Hashem said it, do it, produce it this way, what's going on? Shaykh Shalom Fami Shayachtam Yetzahara, Hashokhim Bekirbo, Mateo, Bechol Eitz Bider Hatova Yosher. A person has bechira chavshus, but the Adama, what's with the Adama? So Rav Yisrael says an unbelievable pshat. He says the Adama was totally l'shem shemayim. Let me say it outside, and we can see it a little bit inside. He says the Adama knew that ultimately man is going to be created from the Adama, and the Adama also knew that man will sometimes sin, because man is going to have a Yetzirah. So the Adama was trying to help the cause of man. How so? So Adama said like this. It's a concept of Gedola Avera Lishma. I mean, this is a very, we don't just use this idea on our own, Avera Lishma. So don't think you should go around saying, oh, it's an Avera Lishma. No, we don't do Avera Lishma. But the Adama did an Avera Lishma. What does that mean? Adama said like this. If Amishana, says the Adama, so that means that man will be, the composition of human being will be from something that already was Mishana. So it's a limud zchus for man. The man saying sometimes is going to veer from the path or not exactly do everything the way he said, so there'll be a limud zchus. What do you want from me? I'm made from Adama, that the Adama itself was veered from the path. So that the Adama did, so there'll always be a limud zchus on B'nai Adam, that if they sin, at least they'll have to say, well, we're composed from something that in inherent nature was Mishana. So, okay, so sometimes we're sort of like an onus. It's not something that we should, use as an excuse, but the Adama, had compassion for human beings and said, you know what, I'm willing to be cursed out to save man. Second column, page 12. The art time is sold, arts on Yonah, Sichlis, Istakl, Vivina, Varasa, Brias, Alkim, called Maisa Bracious, Kinoro, Komeni Ploy, Mirishis, Hankuda, Kolishtalshlos, Alomas, etc. Okolbi de Adam Fluim, etc. take a look now, page 13. Yeah, look on the first word in the line. It's Nishmasel. Nishmasel, page 13, the right column. Lo Yoshim Tikun Hashem Zos His Chachma Adam the Shinto Tchilat Tzivay Borek Kedei Shachakach Sheyechta Adam Chas V'Sholom Yihelo Amasla Nechona. There'll always be an excuse for us. For whom Ibn Eish Shorish Gufo whom in Adam Hashem Shinto Mikvar Rotzan Abor Yisbach V'Tolim Kalkola B'Mekucho V'Lidua Chisorn V'Asirchon V'Neshom Haruchnis. So it's interesting. First, we're saying, you know, Adam on one hand is the concept of potential. And we have to use that potential, but it's also the idea that man is vulnerable and man can make mistakes. And because that's what Adama is, it's something that inherently, you know, it's hard to understand what does it mean, Adama, but it means that man has an aspect to him that we won't always, you know, we shouldn't get depressed that we're not fulfilling our potential, because on the other hand, we are vulnerable. And we're human, we're flesh and blood, and that's the concept that Adam was shinso. In other words, that we're made, so we always have to try, on one hand, to strive for as much as we can, but then on the other hand, if we're not always successful to the degree we want, we should always realize we're still offer min Adam. In other words, you make it a little fancier by saying over the shtickle that it's Adam itself was Mishanda, because we're vulnerable. So we should never get down on ourselves. We should always, we shouldn't use that as an excuse, but we shouldn't always get down on ourselves if we're not always able to. But it should never be, you know, we should always work to try to get it, because as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, the Otzel, you know, in the end, what does he have? It's just like he looks at himself in the mirror. That field of thorns and weeds is me. And that's what the art cell is looking in the mirror saying. You know, so that's the idea. But that's the Adama had this idea in mind. But the notion for us to bring it down to concrete terms is the Adama is the gewaldic of potential, but it's also, you know, the concept that we're not gonna be perfect always. And that shouldn't hinder us and get us depressed. Because the Adama inherently is something that was Mishan. Oh, so now I'm going to show you another vort. From who? From the Kedushas Yontif. We already did one Kedushas Yontif. Now we'll do another Kedushas Yontif. The same person. Yeah. You're saying that Rabbi Weiner is saying that's Pshat in the Pasuk in Shoftim. The Adam is Eitz HaSada, because he's like the Eitz HaSada that was changed, that was Mishana. So he's made out of that same composition like the Eitz HaSada. That's what Rabbi Weiner is saying. Oh, so now let me show you another Pshat. The Pasuk says in Emor, Ach b'chamisha so yom l'chodesh ha'shvi ba'ospechem estvuos oris tachog nitzchag Hashem shivas yomim b'yom harishon shabboson v'yom hashmini shabboson. So it says that we know that Sukkot is called Chag HaOsif ba'ospechem estvuos oris. So then we're gathering in, because we planted, and now we're gathering in everything we planted. So then it says, "Ulkachtel machem bayom harishon, creates hadar kapos tamarim, etc." And that's the mitzvah of lulav and esrog and dal minim. So there's a famous medrash. We probably mentioned it before. What does it mean, "Ulkachtel machem bayom harishon"? So poshup shot, "Ulkachtel machem bayom harishon" means that the first day of Sukkot is that's when you take the dal minim. As we know, Nidaraisa, the mitzvah of Dal Minim, is only on the first day. But the Medrash Tanchuma has a very famous comment on page 15. Lukachtem lachem b'yom harishon v'chi rishon hu halo yom chamisha asar hu v'ato amarta b'yom harishon. Whereas Sukkot is the 15th of the month. What do you mean b'rishon? So poshpshat rishon means the first of the holiday. But the Gemara was, the Medrash was asking it as a kasha. That rishon is a little misleading that you call it rishon because it's the 15th of the month. So what's the point of calling it rishon? El rishon hu lecheshban avonos, which the pashup shot means like this, that we know that Yom Kippur, Bez Hashem, we were forgiven for our averus, but then after Yom Kippur we start a new slate of averus, right? So Sukkot is after Yom Kippur. Now we're starting the averus, the new set of averus for Tav Shanai and Gimel. The big kasha that is what happens with the 4 days in between. So some unfortunately explained that we're so busy with the Esrog and the Dal Minim and everything, we don't have time to sin. I guess some people don't have time to sin in those 4 days. Maybe some people do have time to sin in those 4 days. But I think Rav Goodman told me from the Chasam Sofer that he says that the Kapara of Yom Kippur still goes for those 4 days. I think Rav Goodman told me from, because the Gemara calls Yom Kippur Tzoma Rabba. So why is it Rabba? Because that his pashtus of Yom Kippur is even beyond Yom Kippur. For those 4 days is still part of the Kapara. So the Cheshbon Avonos only begins in Sukkot. That's what Rav Goodman told me from the Chasam Sofer. Oh, but there's a famous pshat from the Kedushas Levi. From the Kedushas Levi, and then after we do the Kedushas Levi, we'll do the Kedushas Yontif. Kedushas Levi says like this: we know Kedushas Levi's big yisod is like this, that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the Yimei Hadin, so that's when we do Tshuva Meira. And Sukkot is a time of Simcha, Ava, we go into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. As Shemi Shmuel says, Heviani Hamelach Hadorav, he's inviting us into his own house. Heviani Hamelach Hadorav. So it's a time of, there's a real Ava, there's a real relationship. So that's Tshuva Me'ava. So we know the Gemara says in Yuma that Tshuva Me'ira Zdonas Nase Kishkogos. And Tshuva Me'ava is Donos Nase Kizchuyas. But when you do Tshuva Me'ava, Tshuva Me'ira, whatever you did B'mezid is now counted as a Shogig. But when you do Tshuva Me'ava, whatever you did B'mezid is now counted as what? As Chus. Oh. So he says like this. That, you know why, what does it mean that it's Rishon L'Cheshbon Avodos? So the Poshup Shot means that our new Averis, right? Because we got forgiven and now we're having a new slate of Averis. So the Kedushas Levi says no. You know what it means? Now that we did Tshuva Me'ava by Sukkot, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now recounting our old Averis, because now he has to count them what? To make him into mitzvahs. So now he's counting them up again. And that's Pshat Rishon L'Cheshbon Avodos. That's the famous Pshat of the Kedushas Levi. Here he writes in the second column, Vanira, he beemes nochon hadove she biyomi ma'elu b'rosh Hashanah yom kippurim kol ish v'ish bevade einav pekuchos al kol derochav loshu v'la Hashem ish lefi sichlo yiholo ulfi madrigosom mipachar Hashem miyochol litzdadik b'din. That's Rosh Hashanah yom kippur. But then he says, that's Tshuva Meira. V'achar Yom Kippur, the first word in learning was Yom Kippur. V'sha'oskim mitzvah sukkah, lulav dal minim. So chikol avodas Hashem b'simcha v'tuvle azay ha'tshuva zos Tshuva Me'ava. V'yadu, a third column. Man mechachameinu shal yidei Tshuva Meira as donos nebchul v'shkogos. By Tshuva Me'ava as donos nebchul v'shkuyos. V'kevesh morochum rov chachamov v'chasadov v'arotze b'takonos ha'shovim v'fana b'emes v'avo. So now he goes ahead and what recounts the averus. So he recounts the averus. Beautiful. So now the Kedushas Yontif says an unbelievable thing. And then I'll tell you an added chiddush from my friend. Okay, ready? He says, what does it mean that Yom... So he says like this. Usually, when a person sins, he wants his sin not to be viewed as such a chomer dicka thing, because he's going to get punished. So we always have the limud zchus of what? That we're offer an adama, like the Ovi Yisrael said, and the adama with shinsa. So we always have that limud zchus. But on sukkahs, what? Ba'osvachem is tfuas aretz. We want the aretz, the sin of the aretz, not to be looked at. In other words, we want our sins to be viewed as bigger. Why? Because the bigger sin, the bigger mitzvah it becomes. So that's just as the Kedushas Yontif. Ach b'chamisha asa yochom ha'shvi hazeh, ba'osvachem is tfuas aretz. Brush away the hatstaka of the arts, of the cheta arts. Don't give us that limud zchus. This way the avera will be bigger. And now, when we cash it in for mitzvahs, it'll be a bigger mitzvah. So that's what he says. He says, look at the third column. Till now, we want the chayda arts to be bisgalia. We want to focus on how the vulnerability of man, so we shouldn't get punished. Let it be brushed away. Biskasya. It shouldn't be viewed. And memela l'chei tachog chalashem ki azia hasimcha b'shleimus v'avei. That's the pshat of the Kedushas Yontif. So a year or two ago, when I was in Williamsburg at Sukkos, I collect the chevret stock of a chesed. So the gabbait stock of Mr. Avram Yishai Berkowitz, who's the brother of Rav Getzel Berkowitz, who's one of the big poskim of our generation, the Dayan of Kiryas Yoel. So we're sitting in the sukkah. So he said, I called him up just to make sure I got the pshat right. He said he wants to be mosif on this Kedushas Yontif. And he says very beautifully, because the Gemara, we'll see soon, says that what was the one tree that actually listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Esrog. The Esrog. Esrog was Tam Eitz for Tam Pir Yoshav, the Gemara says. So my friend Rav Yishai Berkowitz said, based on the Kedushas Yontif, is very good. Because on Sukkos, the Kedushas Yontif says, we don't focus on the Cheta Arts. So Taka, we focus on the Esrog, which didn't have the Cheta Arts. Because we don't want to look at the Cheta Arts. Because on Sukkos, looking at the Cheta Arts is to our detriment, because then the averus are not as big, and memela we cash in, it won't be as big. But at Sukkos, you look at the Esrog, we focus on the Esrog, that didn't have cheta arts. And that's what the Gemara says. Take a look on page 19. Tana Rabbanan, first line. Pri Eitz Adar, Eitz Shatam Eitzo Upirio Shove. Havi Omer Ze Esrog. So Esrog was the only one who actually listened. Esrog was the only one who listened. It was the Tam Eitzo Pampirio Shove. And that's what my friend Rav Avraham Yishai Berkowitz said. Now it works in good based on the Kedushas Yontif Shrat, but Osbechem, because the Sukkos, we don't want to look at the Avera of the arts, because if we do, then our Averas are not as Chomor, and the Mela, the Schuyas we get won't be as great. So just like the Kedushas Yontif says, we're looking away. So that's Taka. My friend Rav Avraham Yishai Berkowitz said that's Taka why that we focus on the Esrog, right? We focus on the Esrog because mainly the Esrog didn't have that chait, and we don't want to look at that chait because this way the Averis will be considered bigger, and the mele the Skuyas will be greater. And that's he points out in the Sefer Kamotzer Shol Rav. He points out the Yerushalmi, the Korban Eden, the Yerushalmi on page 20 says Eitzo Hadar. He says why is an Esrog called Hadar? Besides that, it's physically beautiful. He says that's the biggest beauty of the Esrog is it's the one fruit that listened to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was the one fruit, and that's the beauty of the Esrog. He discusses it here on the Sefer Kemotzei Shol Rav. But Ha'ola Mikol Zeh is that I think the double message with all the different things we quoted is the idea that man is made min ha'adama, means we have tremendous potential. It's like that piece of land. You can leave it as is and it'll just grow weeds and it'll just be nothing, like the Pasuk in Mishlei. Or you can plant it and you bring out all the potential, like the Ramban says. But on the other hand, there's always going to be situations where we're not successful in something. So then we always remember that we're afar min adama, that you know we're human, we make mistakes. You want to add in the Or of Yisrael, the adama itself was mishana, so we're composed of something that already was mishana. We make mistakes, and then the point of life is to learn from those mistakes, not to make them again. To try not to make them again. Sometimes we make them again. He said, Rav Putna said, the pasuk in Mishlei, Kisheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam. So Rav Putna said, the tipshim, say pshat is, that since he's a tzadik, even though he'll fall 7 times, he'll still get up. That's the foolish pshat. But he says, the true pshat is, Kisheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam means since he fell 7 times and each time he learned from his mistake, that's what made him into the tzadik. Not that he was a tzadik from before, therefore he can get up. That's what made him into the tzadik. Because life sometimes is about, you know, successes and failures. Hopefully we won't have too many failures. And Be'ez Hashem, we have, it's a new year. Like we said, the Shem Shmuel said, it's so interesting. Shem Shmuel says, really, Rosh Hashanah should come, right? And right away, we should start Brachos. New year, new. So why is it only after the Yom Tovim do we start? So we saw the Shem Shmuel says, because in order to receive a bracha, you have to have a clay kibble to receive the bracha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have all the schoolers of the Yom Tovim, so now we're a different type of receptacle to receive the, you know, the brachas of Zos HaBracha. So we wanted that Zos HaBracha should come after the Yontif, so after the Yontif we're uplifted, and now we could be a kli to receive those brachas. As much Ankein, if we would have had it earlier. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to, you know, bring us, you know, maybe there's a new pshat. I was just thinking now that the Gemara says that Hashem didn't bring rain on the world because there was no Adam to daven for it. But maybe you could say again that the rain represents the idea that you have to put something into the Adama. So until there was man alive who was going to learn from this message, Hashem was holding off. It was the main message of the rain is the message that man has to learn from. That you can't just leave the Adama as is. You have tremendous potential, you have tremendous abilities, but you have to water it, you have to use it, you have to do it, cultivate it. And then Be'ez Hashem, whatever areas that you're able to flourish in, everyone has something, everyone has unique personality, unique talents, unique capabilities. We have to use them. And that's why we're called Adam. The Behemah is also from the Adamah, but the Behemah is what it is. As as it's quoted in the Sefer Ikrim, the Gemara. Shor ben yomol ikri shor. Shor is born, that's what it is. There's no potential, there's no growth. Yeah, it grows, gets bigger, but it's basically, it is what it is. But where we have our potential, we have our capabilities, so we need to put praise for Siyata Nishmaya, because Baruch Hu should give us all good health and nachas and achovas hadas and menuchas hanefesh, so we can take all those kochos that we have, that we're nikrei odom, and have peiros from them, peiros of mitzvahs and maisim tovim, to be successful, Bez Hashem, throughout the year.